This is Sam Darmacena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Fitted Fast aims to make shopping local an easier task. They refer to themselves as a local Amazon or the Uber Eats of clothes by highlighting local businesses on their platform and handling deliveries on their behalf. I spoke with their founder, Keturah, and one of their merchants, Carolyn, of Backyard Studios, to find out more about both their businesses. In the process, I learned that community and collaboration are common themes in many of their stories. To start off, Keturah tells me how Fitted Fast works.
The delivery is paid by the customer, $10 per customer per order that we do for them. Let's say you order something from Backyard Studios. So Backyard Studios would get the notification that there's a mask that has been ordered. And I also get the notification that there's a delivery needing to be done. So she would get the notification, I would get the notification. I would come there once she's, you know, made it clear that, you know, that she's processed it and it's ready to be picked up. I would pick it up, I would put a Fitted Fast sticker on it, and then I would deliver it to the customer. So that's the process, and the $10 is paid directly to Fitted Fast on the order, and the rest is directly deposited into the merchant's wallet.
Keturah is a fourth-year student at the University of Toronto and also has close ties to Ryerson University. In late 2019, Fitted Fast was accepted into the Fashion Zone. Ryerson is home to 10 zones, which are incubators or spaces where people come together to brainstorm, kickstart projects, and build startups. Each zone has a different focus, and in the fashion zone, they promote entrepreneurship for those with an interest in fashion, design, and technology. The zones are open to Ryerson students and community members like Keturah.
Ryerson has provided so much support. They're absolutely incredible. My brother actually was in the fashion zone himself back when he was an undergrad. So he's like, hey, you gotta like just apply for them, apply. And at this time, I didn't even have any kind of, you know, tangible MVP. It was just me and my idea. And, you know, they welcomed me. And that's where I've managed to, you know, gain these amazing relationships with, you know, the students there that have joined Fitted Fast as team members. And we're also connected to so many brilliant minds that have so much knowledge to share when it comes to building a business, such as access to mentors, coaching, pitch training, and more. So being a part of the fashion zone is just, it has so many different opportunities. And I was also accepted into the winter cohort, so I'll be starting that this January as well. So I'm excited to, you know, get back on the pony and, you know, take this thing to the next level with the help of Fashion Zone.
The idea for Fitted Fast came out of her own experiences with shopping locally and wanting to cut out shopping in person and picking up orders in store. That was in 2019, and the COVID-19 pandemic has left many more of us in the same position as Keturah.
Why can't this store just deliver straight to my house? It's literally right there at the Eaton Center, just, you know, but, you know, just the idea of having to like leave your home and do all that stuff. I'm like, this is so inconvenient. There should be things kind of like, I can order my dinner and it can be here in like 30 minutes. So that's where the idea initially began.
While Fitted Fast model was always meant for the virtual world, there are aspects of her business that would normally happen in person, like networking with local businesses. Once the pandemic hit, Keturah had to play around with some other strategies to advertise and eventually bring merchants on board.
So emailing a lot of the time was a dead end because most of the time you don't get a response, or if you cold pitch, calling was a dead end too, because when you did call, nobody really gave you a call back because they're like, who is this? Like this is weird. This is a sales pitch. So I'm like, who's going to talk to me? Who can I get to just, you know, hear me out for a second? So I decided to email and ask them about themselves rather than talking about me and what I'm trying to do. And I asked whether I can have an interview with them and write an article on their business. And that discusses their struggles through the coronavirus and their business in general. So the emails finally started to gain a response. So this is significantly, I learned a lesson through this because I realized that a lot of the time people are more interested in talking about themselves. And that's great because I love listening. So that was, it all worked out very well for me and I love writing. So I had over 20 interviews with different stores and created short articles naming the blog TO Local. So this was a time, like I said, I didn't have a functioning platform, but I still posted the blogs on the amateur website I had managed to to just conjure up on Squarespace. And this is how I managed to get more eyes on Fitted Fast throughout the pandemic and kind of like adjusting to that new way of communicating that's not in person and it's all online. And you got to figure out ways to, you know, reach people and, you know, just hear their story first, because their story is really what matters.
Carolyn is one of the merchants that sell on Fitted Fast. She connected with Keturah online, not through those interviews, but online nonetheless. And she tells me a little bit about herself and her business, Backyard Studios.
I'm a commercial real estate professional, and I'm also a practicing artist. So at the beginning of 2020, when COVID hit, all my art shows were canceled. And so one of the things that I did for my me time or for my sanity was making art, and I made art in my backyard studio. So when the pandemic hit, a really difficult time for everybody. But what I began to do is to start to make masks. So my business is really centered on COVID. It wouldn't exist, hopefully, without COVID. And the sooner it goes away, the better it is. I can do something else.
Carolyn tells me that she started off donating her handmade masks to frontline workers and essential workers that don't always receive enough mainstream recognition for their work, like crossing guards, for example. In order for those masks to be a sustainable part of Carolyn's life, she started selling them online, priced at $20 each. Now she's able to donate about one of every four masks that she makes. All masks have a filter pocket for additional layers and a soft adjustable ear elastic lined with Japanese quilting cotton backing.
When we first connected, Keturah and I had a really nice conversation. I had a really good understanding of what she was planning on doing and the direction the company went. I asked lots of questions to make sure that it was something that I wanted to be associated with. And absolutely, I think it's a fantastic company and a fantastic initiative.
Through all of our conversations, it became clear to me that Carolyn and Keturah are so much more than individuals on different sides of the Fitted Fast platform. They are encouraging each other and helping each other's businesses grow and evolve.
For example, Carolyn, she provided amazing feedback on the website. She's the reason we actually have categories now with regard to, you can type in, I'm looking for Backyard Studios, and you can go into that search bar and it's going to show you all of Backyard Studios things without showing, for example, we have different lingerie sets on there. So if you go on accessories, you don't want to be seeing, you know, masks and then lingerie sets and the same thing. So we actually went ahead and implemented different, refining tools where you can pick specifically what you want to see.
Especially while everyone is isolating, those interactions and that sense of team spirit can be really impactful for entrepreneurs.
It just makes it more interesting and more fun. I mean, everybody's working towards the same goal and it's a team. And, you know, I'm sure that there will be contributions from other groups as well. I've been doing a lot of online work through both my art practice and this new business. And so there are things that I'm thinking about all the time, but everybody comes to it with a different perspective.
To shop online, visit fittedfast.com. And if you're a Toronto business that's interested in joining the platform, Keturah has a message for you.
We don't charge any percentage fees to merchants during the COVID lockdown. So what that means is typically we have a 5% pickup fee that we charge per order. So let's say the merchant, a customer buys $75 worth of stuff from a merchant. So the merchant would pay us 5% of that, which would be $375. So, but for now, as long as COVID is around, all of that will be completely suspended. So the merchant has like no strings attached. They're there to list their items and to get more eyes on their business. We also include marketing and promotions for our merchants on Fitted Fast. So what that means is, you know, on our Facebook, on our Instagrams, you know, we write articles just to kind of get the community knowing about who they are so they can put a face to their brand. And also on your Fitted Fast profile as a merchant, you can also personalize your business profile and personalize your brand, talk about who your brand is, what you do, just make it very true to who you are as a person, the owner. And we also, of course, we include a delivery to our customers, quick delivery. So typically that's 1 to 4 days or completely depending on the merchant themselves. So we had one merchant that did had a processing time of 5 days, which is what they had to do because their things were handmade. So those kind of things were all inclusive, and we like all kinds of businesses to sign up, whether you're a single mother in her home, single father in their home, or you have a whole team on King Street. We welcome you all on FitFest. As long as you're here in Toronto and you're local, welcome aboard.
This is Sam Darmacena, and you've been listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.